This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Blankets of smoke covered the skyline over the Gaza Strip Tuesday evening as Israel continued its heavy bombardment of the enclave. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
Israeli forces bombarded Palestinian refugee camps in central Gaza and issued orders telling residents to evacuate the area Tuesday, signs that the military plans to expand its ground offensive into another section of the besieged territory. Gaza's main telecom provider, Paltel, announced another complete interruption of services. The opening of a potential new battle zone threatens to bring new destruction and displacement in a war that Israel has said will last for months. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Over the weekend, the World Health Organization and partners visited and delivered supplies to Al-Shifa Hospital and three other hospitals they visited in Gaza in multiple convoys amid scenes of desperation and despair. Sean Casey, WHO Emergency Medical Team Coordinator, described the scene.
There's blood everywhere in these hospitals at the moment. We're seeing almost only trauma cases come through the door, and at a scale that's quite difficult to believe. It's a bloodbath, as we said before. It's carnage.
According to WHO, Al-Shifa was once Gaza's biggest hospital, but relentless hostilities and massive numbers of wounded people have diminished the hospital's capacity. Ukrainian warplanes fired guided missiles at a Russian ship moored in the Black Sea off Crimea. Video on Russian and Ukrainian media showed an explosion in the port. Ukrainian authorities claimed the ship was likely carrying ammunition and possibly drones and said it was destroyed, while Russia said it was merely damaged.